Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Previously on Dad's Life.
Dave has some big news.
Big news.
Big news from Big Dave.
I have quit my job.
Bum, bum, bum.
And we're going to be moving back to Jersey.
Yay! Woo! This is going to have a big effect on Dad's Life. We both left for uni 10 years ago.
Let's see how the vote's getting on. It's been an hour so far.
There's been two votes, Dave.
Two votes?
Yeah. Okay, so the winner is, with one vote, Shirt!
Yay!
Oh, am I gone? Hello?
You've gone. Why have you gone?
Oh, just when I sang such a great joke.
Typical, isn't it?
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
And we are in. We are in the show for the part two of episode 57. I think that's 57. 57? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
57. So anyway, we're known for tangenting on this show. And this is probably the biggest tangent we've ever accomplished on the show. So yeah. What you've just listened to was what we're going to dub part one, and we recorded that about 2 weeks ago now. And unfortunately, one of us, no names, had a bit of a technical glitch, and the rest of the recording was lost. So instead of losing the rest of it, we're just gonna carry on from where we left off and move on to the next topic. So,
yeah. So, thank. Oh,
come on, get back. I need the energy.
Thanks
get
to.
The energy back.
No, hold the shut up. What? Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. I take it back.
God,
I'm too excited.
I can't work with this amateur.
I just wanted to thank past Dave and past Tom.
Oh, for a great
part one.
Yes, but indeed, yes, they passed the baton on to us, and it's up to us to pick up the gauntlet and continue off where they left off in a stupendous fashion.
Should we talk about what we've been doing over the last 2 weeks?
What have we done the last 2 weeks? Well, it's been busy. I've been a very busy bee and trying to sort out all sorts of removals, letting utility companies remove. All very boring. What about yourself?
What have I done? I don't think I've.
I dog-sitted.
I dog-sitted for about 11 days.
Did it go well?
It was fine, yeah.
Did the dogs survive?
They did. Yeah. What do you mean, did they survive? Of course they survived.
Well, I don't know. You might have set them on fire or something.
Right, yeah. If you had dogs, would you trust me to look after them?
Well, it depends. I'd have to gauge.
What's the pause for?
I need to introduce you to make sure you get on. You know, the dog might be like, "Who the hell is this guy?"
I don't like this person.
Who's this knob?
Okay. So what you're trying to say is no, basically.
Well, it's not
you
a no.
You wouldn't trust me.
It's not a no, but it's not a yes either. It really is. Dependent on the reaction of my dog to your face.
Okay, that's fair enough. So I'm not even going to ask about if you have kids, if you trust me with them, because if you're not even sure about your dog, then...
Well, you can have them. You can have them, it's fine.
The kids will be fine.
The kids, oh, whatever, you know. They've got to get used to your face. Anyway.
What if you have a child and then they hear this and they're like, Dad, how could you say that about your lovely children?
Your lovely children.
Yeah.
I just laugh.
And you were like, shut up, child.
Shut up. Go back in the corner. Back in the kitchen. Make me a sandwich. And then they'll be like, yes, daddy. And I'd be like, good. And then do your homework. And then sweep the attic.
You're the best, daddy.
Yes.
Oh, American. Sorry, I did American child there.
You did it. You're the best father. Hey, good. That's a British
jolly
accent.
Jolly good.
Stiff upper lip, old chap.
Yes. Fantastic old man.
This is what we sound like in England all the time. What's that phrase where you don't have an accent? What's it called?
I don't know. Is there a phrase for that, is there?
There's a word for it where you don't have an accent like that could be attributed to anywhere in the UK.
Is that what newsreaders have?
I think so. Hang on, let me look it up. General American is perceived by most Americans to be accentless.
Americans are like, that's typical, like an American.
One of the questions on Google, it says, do Americans have an accent? ? You reckon?
We all have an accent, surely.
No, I think... I guess.
Are you good at doing accents, Dave?
No, not the child.
That's Life Podcast. Not for everyone. So, if I take you back to the start of this year, I turned a grand old age of 29. And you may know, if you're a fan of the show, that I made a list of 30 things I was going to do before I turned 30. So a list of things to do in a year. And I think the very first thing I ticked off, we haven't yet talked about, which was Dave and I went indoor skydiving.
Oh, blimey. One of us did. Yeah, the other one tried to.
Well, we'll get to that. So I went and met Dave in Milton Keynes,
ugh,
which is where Dave lives, but not for much longer.
For now.
And it was nice because I stayed with you. We had a meal out. We had some nice chats and stuff.
Yeah, it was a lovely time. I think we just messed about. I took the day off work for the event. And
so we're doing it about 10:30 or something, I think.
It was kind of early in the morning. We got there fairly early, didn't we? So we're keen.
Yeah, yeah.
We're keen to do it. Looking back now, I don't know why I was so nervous. I think I was so nervous because you were nervous.
Yeah, I was quite excited, nervous. I was like...
No, I was.
I was glad you were there.
Oh, there's the rock. Yeah, it was... I don't know, I don't get it now. As I think about it, it's like, it's not going to hurt, obviously. So...
Yeah, I don't know, it was like... Well, it was sort of like, it was, we had never done it before. We didn't really know what to expect. So when we got there, are you eating? Are you going to be eating in a minute?
No.
I feel like I can hear you unwrapping food.
No, not at all. There's not an ice cream.
Oh, God. That's going to sound awful.
No, it's not. It's summer. And it's not very nice today, but it's summer. It's been terribly hot.
So
carry on.
Yeah. So the first thing you do is you go into this room. We went to kind of be taught what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the French man. What was his name?
Oh, Pierre.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm going to find my blog. So you can tune... Not tune in. You can read my blog.
He's put it in words.
About my experiences with Dave. Eric, I think it was, wasn't it? Eric?
Rings a bell.
Hold on.
It was a rather interesting
Eric.
Chat.
Yeah, yeah. So you go in and then they kind of teach you like what
you
to sort
Eric.
Of do. But it was a phrase he kept saying. Do you like remember this? That he kept saying that when you're there, you have to tight your ass. You have to tight your ass.
At that point, I was gone. I just couldn't.
Yeah, but he kept saying it. So I turned into like a school child, like sitting there with my mate. Like, and he kept going, and you have to tight your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he said it again and again. And each time he said it, it's like harder to keep a straight face. And it's horrible.
It was quite, I wasn't expecting it. I mean, we were quite kind of yeah. Obviously, we were both kind of nervous going to this point. And then this guy's going on about tightening out the ass. Is that, what am I doing again? Is it, what has Tom got me
into? Oh, God. Yeah.
Sorry?
Oh, is he saying I've got a tight ass? What the hell? Oh.
Man. So anyway, after the briefing, we went through to put the overalls on.
Yeah, the gear.
The gear.
Get all the gear on. Put the goggles.
Don't know why I need to wear the gear because it's it's indoor. But whatever. I guess it adds to the.
No, because it's because you've got the big fan and the wind would be in your eyes and there might be a little bit of grit flies in your face or something or. Or the wind might make them sore.
Fine, your face.
Just to protect you.
Flies. Okay, fine. Yeah.
No, not flies. A bit of grit or something, or a little bit of dirt or something could catch the fan and then in your eye.
In it goes. Don't mind me. Carry on.
Yeah. And then we took... Are you enjoying your ice cream?
It's lovely, actually. Thanks. Do you want some?
No. I'd quite like for you to finish it.
I'm taking my time.
Take your time, I knew it. I thought you might. So we get all of the gear on.
Yeah.
And then we go on the slowest lift I've ever been on in my life. Because theirs was broken or something, wasn't it? So you had to take
the slow one.
Yeah. It was just like suspension. The suspense was increasing.
Tension was mounting and you were like, oh God, hope I don't make an accident in these overalls.
Yeah. Well, at least it'll be all contained in one. And anyway, so you get up there, and then I'm scared of heights. I kind of didn't. I wasn't prepared for the fact you could see
through the grate,
through the netting like you stand on. You can see all the way down to the massive fans. It's not that far, but for me, I'm quite scared of heights, and I kind of walked in, I took one look and I was like, oh God, I can't do this. That's just, oh my God, I can't do this. And was like, okay, just stay calm.
Just breathe. Just breathe, Tom. Just breathe.
Yeah, I can't wuss out now,
I'll pay for this.
So then you get in and it's like, you all sit round on a bench on the outside of like a circular glass window with the fan and everything inside. And then the guy goes in there, and then he put the fan on, and then so you've been taught what you do, and then you just kind of jump in and he helps you to get your position, and you just float around for like a minute or maybe it's not that long.
It wasn't long.
Maybe 2 minutes?
Maybe 90 seconds, I would say, probably. But it is quite technical to get it right. I think I was just overwhelmed by it all.
So a woman went in first, I think. I think you were maybe
yes.
We were about the third or you were third. Before me. I remember. I think you're about third of. There was about five of us, wasn't there?
There was five. Six. Yeah, and the kid, the young kid.
Oh yeah, the child. He was brilliant.
Can't think why.
Yeah. So then, it was so funny. Dave, you went in.
Laugh at my expense.
Oh, it was hilarious.
But it's fine. I can see. I did say. Yeah.
Your expression was just. I'll never forget your face.
I was trying to work it out.
I'm sitting facing the window, and then Dave is like on the inside, and then I can see his face, and it's like terror mixed with like confusion, mixed with like the wind like blowing it all out of proportion. Oh god, I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I was supposed to be nervous, and I was just relaxed.
Well, I'm glad
I was wetting myself.
I'm glad I made you relax for that. Oh, I should have made you go first.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
Oh man.
And at one point you had to lie down on the floor to like help you get your shape.
I didn't know what was going on.
So what were your instincts when you went in? Like, what do you remember?
I just remember trying to do what he said, and I didn't. I just like right, tight the ass, right? Okay, arms out.
I'm just thinking, tight my ass. That's all I'm thinking.
That's all I can think of. I don't know what else to do.
I've forgotten everything else. Oh.
Anyway, and then I managed to get out.
Oh yeah, and then you fell out. So the other two do like a cool like sweep down, and then they just basically step out of the circular bit. But Dave couldn't get his feet down, so the man is like trying to like push him out the door, and then he basically like head hands first like crawls out, collapses on the floor. Oh, it was so funny. It was like the perfect. You were just like, oh, I'm fine. I'm okay. Survived.
Dignified.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
And then you
I was
in.
So dignified. Oh. And then I was straight after you, I think. Was I?
Yeah, you were.
So what do I remember? So I remember the fan. I looked down and I was like, oh my God, that is so far down. I really don't like heights and I can't. So, and the guy said, when you're in there, don't look down.
To keep your chin up. Don't look down.
So that was my one,
your one crucial mistake.
My one thought was don't look down.
And you did it anyway.
I was trying to avoid going down. And then I was, I just kind of did what he said and it seemed to work. And, it was great. It was, I don't know if I was scared. It went quite fast, really. And then, I don't know. It was you feel the fan, like in your face and everything. It's like being on, like, a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, being, like, held up.
But it's super noisy. You ever mentioned the fact it's super noisy as well?
Yeah. Oh, you can't hear. You've got earplugs in, so it's very noisy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And then I managed to step out. I was thinking, like, having laughed at Dave, I can't, like, fall out as well. So I, like, made sure to put my feet down to step out.
And safe.
And then I'm good. And then the second time you were quite good, I seem to remember. You kind of...
Oh, thanks.
You'd had your learning.
The first one was the tester.
and then you were good.
Second attempt, okay. and then I enjoyed it more. Your second one, you flew up to the top.
Oh God, that scared the hell out of me. Yeah, because I was thinking like, oh, this is nice, like height, and then. I think I did it. I was doing quite well, and then I started going like quite high, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna die!" And then I was like, "Right, I'm gonna stay as low as I can now. I'm just gonna enjoy being low to the floor." Blah blah blah.
No height required.
Yeah, I don't need to go higher. it was good. And then we came out, and then the teacher guy,
Eric
did like a demonstration, and
it's just ridiculous, wasn't it? Because they turned the fan up to like maximum power,
super turbo mode,
and then he was gone.
He just jumped in, and then he just went vroom, straight up.
Bye,
gone.
And then
and we were all like, "Oh my god, where's he gone?" Like trying to like bend, like to see.
Yeah,
he's gone up this massive tunnel. He's stuck in the fan. he's stuck to the top, and then he did all sorts of things. He walked on the wall at the top.
Didn't he? Yeah.
He did that drop thing where he dropped down and then stuck his arms out and then stopped him, and did all sorts of dancing and stuff. It kind of looked like Doodles, but it was quite impressive.
And then he said, "Does anyone else want to have another go for like?" 100 quid. Like, nah, you're right.
Yeah, because you can see what they're doing there. Because you're like high on it, and they're like, yeah, it's just another like few pounds, and you've got the gear on. You can go in now. You know, you're ready to go now. I bet there's loads of people who are like, oh my god, that's so great. I've got to go again. Like for that price, and I'm here. I might as well enjoy myself. Blah blah blah.
But we were like, yeah, that's right.
We were like, no.
I mean, I would have done. I think I would have done, but not for the not.
But why didn't you?
If it was like a fiver, then be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was £13.
It was quite a lot. Yeah,
something like that. And it cost us 30 or something to do, didn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't a cheap 30. Thing. But yeah, it's about 30.
Yeah.
And obviously there was that guy who was actually learning, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, we had a chat with another guy. Was that his fourth or fifth time doing it?
Yeah, he said it was a few times and he did other stuff. Then we went downstairs and we got our certificates.
Yeah.
We did it, and then we had a chat with Eric for a bit and.
He was saying it feels just like a real skydive.
He said he preferred it, didn't he?
Well, yeah, because you get as long as you want. How long is the free fall in skydive?
2 minutes.
I've got it on my blog. It's not very. It's like surprisingly not very long, but you can stay in this tunnel thing for hours if you wanted. Like, there's no real. It just depends how. Fit you are, I suppose. I'm just having a look I've got it on my blog. £12 for the extra. I've just found that on my blog.
£12. £12. It's quite a bit.
45 seconds is a free fall in a skydive.
Oh, 45 average. Seconds. So we had longer than that.
So we had like... two lots of 2 minutes or something. Something like this.
Yeah, it's roughly about that. I mean, I don't think I'm inspired to try a real skydive anytime
no,
soon.
Well, I'm quite scared of heights, so I would never...
Well, again,
I'm just never going to do it.
But you don't look down.
All right.
It's fine.
So what's the point? What's the point? I mean, I can look at the sky from the floor.
It's just like, this is nice.
Yeah, this is just like being in an indoor skydiving centre.
Well, you can look down once your parachute's been done.
Still going to be high, though, isn't it?
Well, fairly high.
I was scared of looking about 10 foot down to a fan. Like, if I'm like 500 feet
to
in
a 1,000 feet. Oh,
God. Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't enjoy when I took you for a fly?
No, I did, because I'm in a plane. It's like, it's different.
Ah.
I can just... I don't have to look out if I don't want to. It's different in a plane, though, because it's... I don't know, you're not falling to your death.
Hopefully.
Well, yeah, it's the plan. I don't know, it's different in a plane.
I guess.
Maybe because I'm used to it. It's more like looking at a TV screen. You know, you don't really feel like you're out there.
There's
like a partition between you and the Earth.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
I guess. Ah, there we are. So it was a good... Yeah, so that was one...
we had a great time.
Thing done. We had a lovely... Yeah, it was a lovely time.
Went out for lunch.
Do it again? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We open one up in Jersey.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave, Tom and me, Mark. And I like chickens.
So the other day we were in Northampton. Randomly, because Northampton is such a great town. So we were in the town. I was with Kerry and her sister and her boyfriend. And we were just having a day out, you know, day out in Northampton as you do. It's cool, kids do. And we ended up in a sports bar type place just for a sit down. It's quite hot, so just for a sit down and a drink. And okay. one of the drinks they had an offer on tap was Grolsch, and I was like, oh. I remember that because that was one of the very first pints we shared together in a pub.
We didn't share the same pint.
No, we didn't share.
Sound like we shared the same one.
We just
a speech.
Excuse me. Give me
your turn. My turn.
A half pint of Grolsch to share. No, it wasn't like that at all. we had a Grolsch.
No, exactly. You know, my first ever pint was a Grolsch.
Yeah. Well done.
I think, was your first pint a Grolsch?
I think probably.
I think your first pint might be a Grolsch because mine was a Grolsch the week before.
Yeah, so
and then I was like, yeah, you should have a Grolsch, mate.
Stick to what you know. But yeah, that's what I was going to say. So I said, I'll have a Grolsch. I haven't had one of those in a while. I literally couldn't finish it.
Really?
True.
Lightweight.
True. Well, no, I was thinking, bloody hell, this is a bit naff, isn't it?
Was it not nice? Did you not enjoy it?
No. Well, maybe they were running empty barrel or something. But for some reason, I was drinking it back, thinking, "Oh God, is this what I drank all those years ago?" The wonder I didn't.
Jesus.
Enjoy it. But no, because obviously between then and now, I've had all sorts of different other beers and enjoy other ones now, and it's just interesting to. Revisit. It's like revisit an old
friend. I can hear your chair, by the way.
I apologise for the chair. I need to. So I think my challenge to you, Tom, is for you to try a Grolsch out, even if it's a half, just to see what you think of the Grolsch.
I sometimes drink Grolsch.
Oh, you do.
I sometimes I quite like it.
Oh, really?
But
oh.
it does make me think of my teenage years, which is nice.
That's a nice little reminder. Mm. All those years on the park bench. No. All those years in the nightclubs, destroying the town in Jersey. It's great fun.
Wild nights, yeah.
But yeah, it was just kind of interesting to revisit a drink I've not had for a while and realise that it's not so nice. Maybe I need to try it. One from the shop, maybe in the bottle it tastes better,
Try another place.
Oh, another place, yeah. This was a
because it might just be in a bad You know, you might have had the end of bad the barrel or
bad batch. Bad batch.
Or they might have slipped something in your drink. You never know.
Oh, possibly. Yeah, that hasn't happened before.
Hasn't it?
But, well, no. Unless you have.
No, I tried that.
It didn't work. Oh, God.
No. Yeah, you know that night where...
the night you were sick all over the bush. Oh, yeah.
The bush? When I was sick on a bush?
No, me. Not you.
Oh.
I was.
Yeah, I remember that. Was that the one where you just had no kind of... You just were sick and then, like, ooh, didn't expect that to happen.
It's a bit odd, that.
Yeah, it was all fine. Blah. All fine.
Just carry on.
I was like, mate, are you okay? Yeah, I'm perfectly fine. I don't know what happened. So just... Yeah, that was good times.
What are those mysteries? Yeah, good times.
Do you find everyday life boring? Then check out our podcast, That's Life, and we'll make everything seem so much brighter.
Okay. Have we run our course?
This has been a That's Life show.
That's Life Productions.
Probably one of our finest episodes yet.
Do you think so?
Maybe.
We've never... Oh, we have had a show. We had the That's Life on Tour show. Remember that one when we went to Silverstone for the World Endurance?
Yeah.
And the show begun in a tent and finished, you know, a week later or something back at home.
That's true, yeah. We did the transition, didn't we?
So we have had a time travel in a show before.
Time travelling episode. There's a concept for you.
Yeah.
Well then, this has been a interesting podcast episode. Lots more exciting stuff to come.
We'd like to thank Past Dave and Past Tom.
Yeah, Past Dave and Past Tom. Thanks for that. No thanks for the
first half.
Recording failing, but what can we do? So we finished it off. Hopefully you've enjoyed this. We will see you again for some more episodes in the not too distant future, where we will possibly be recording from Jersey.
Ooh, back home in Jersey. That's if we let him back in.
In the bosom of my family. Oh, what do you mean? I'm expecting fireworks and cake and balloons.
But that's all when you pass the test.
What test?
I mean, I take it they haven't sent you the test yet.
No.
Oh, they are useless.
Is it all in Jersey French or something?
Nah, it's just like this test of stuff like, do we really want this man coming back to live here? Like, what can he bring to this society?
Oh, I see.
So you might want to lie about your job. Put something important, you know, like...
potato grower.
I don't know. Potato grower or cow maintainer, you know.
Cow maintainer.
Milkman or something. Milker. Cow milker.
Milk producer. No, don't say that.
Yep, producer of milk. yeah. Oh, well, you'll get it soon enough. You'll get a test. I think they'll probably post it to you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in the post. Yeah. I'll look out for that.
Yeah. Yeah, good. All right.
Well, thank you very much.
No. Thanks, Dave. Thanks to the fan. Please like and share our stuff.
Or you will be executed at dawn.
God.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Oh. Anyway, bye.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
art text and deleted scenes.
Right, I'm going to get a drink. I'll be back in like 20 seconds.
Okay. One.
Okay.
Two.
Are you counting?
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
I'm back now.
17, 18.
I'm back now.
19, 20.
I'm back now.
Hello? Oh, you're back. Oh, perfect. Right.
I'm back now.
I'm back now.
See, I didn't want to say hi to Nat because I know you can't count higher than 20. So.
Oh. Well, thanks.
Oh, burn. You're going to need a first aid kit for that burn.
You're still. Are you still eating?
No. What do you mean? I don't eat whilst I'm on podcast. I'm not like you, Dave.
Good. Keep it that way.
One of us needs to be professional.
They do indeed. At least one of us. And they can make
at
up.
Least one of us. If both of us were professional, that would be the dream. But
you can't ever be fit.
I knew what I was getting myself into.
You can't agree. So did I.
That's Life podcast is part of Brit Pod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritPodScene.com or follow BritPodScene on Twitter to find out more.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.